You know, got back to work today and got some good work in today. We'll start kind of going through a little bit of a dress rehearsal for Green Bay, get more into kind of a game week type of mode this week. So it'll be a great challenge this week against the Packers, going up there to their place. You know, they're aggressive on defense. They're high-powered on offense, so it'll be a challenge for us.
You've asked for a better Week 3 preseason matchup than playing at Green Bay against that offense?
Yeah, well, it gives us a chance to see, you know, where we're at. And so yeah, we're excited about the opportunity. We've got a lot of work to do between now and then, but it'll be a great environment to play football in, and it's a good football team we're going up there to play.
It looked like Reese stopped working. Is there something wrong with
him? Yeah, he's got a little bit of a foot injury. I'm not sure exactly, you know, exactly what it is, but he's got a little foot soreness. We held him out today. We'll see where he's at tomorrow. Tywan Jones was not at practice today. He's a little banged up right now, so we're kind of holding him out, trying to get him healthy and ready for the regular season. From Antonio Smith? I like what I've seen in his ability to affect the passer, you know, and that's one of the big reasons why we brought him in here is we felt like he could help us, you know, with our four-man rush. And I think in the first two games, there's been some times where, you know, where he's had an opportunity to get back there and affect the passer. He did it in the game the other day. Unfortunately, we weren't able to finish the sack, but I think he's going to be effective for us inside.
Is Justin Ellis getting closer going through the
I think so. He had a better day yesterday. And you know, I think we're getting closer. You know, you never really know exactly when you're going to get him back, but I think we're a lot closer now than, you know, maybe where we were two or three days ago.
We were talking yesterday about Matt kind of doing better in this game, you know, like in some ways that aren't necessarily tangible. Like, was it reads? Like, what did you see that you liked on Friday?
You're talking about Matt Schaub?
No, I'm sorry. Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack. Oh, yeah. All right. Sorry. I thought there were some things that he did in the pass rush game that I thought you know, where he was able to kind of get some pressure and push the pocket a little bit, and I thought, you know, in the base defense, I thought he was a lot more comfortable with his drops and the things that we're asking him to do in the passing game. So you know, I saw improvement. I think we'll continue to see improvement out of him.
Write that off as a game planning. Were there plays there that could have been made that you guys didn't make in the secondary?
Well, there were some plays that were there for us to make and we didn't make them. You know, there's really about I'm talking about in the first half. There's really about two plays there that you know, we got to be better on. But that's the way it is. That's the way it is in a game. What I don't want to do and I'm not going to do is, you know, it's hard to look at, you know, quarter and a half of football and try to project what that's going to look like for an entire game. You know, I thought we did a good job, you know, after, you know, initially, you know, with some breakdowns. I thought we did a good job of coming back and making the adjustments, and I thought we played better after the first two series. Chimney's got a knee injury, and I would expect that he's going to miss a little bit of time. I'm hopeful that he'll be ready for the, you know, for the opening game.
Coach, what are your thoughts on Matt Schaub's performance in practice today?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Matt was fine. You know, there's still some things that we're trying to work on in the passing game, but there were some really good plays. And then there were some plays that weren't quite as good. So we're going to continue to work. We're going to continue to get better. You know, Matt Schaub's our starting quarterback. I think he's doing a good job for us, and I think he will do a good job for us.
Kept Brian Leonard on practice squad all last year. Mm-hmm. There was some stuff that you liked about him, obviously. And now he's thrust into a role where he could be on the field week one, and depending on who you bring aboard. How has he improved, and what do you like about him?
Well, I've seen constant improvement from him, you know, every day, and from when we got him his first day here as a undrafted free agent out of Bemidji State to where he's at now. I mean, he's grown in leaps and bounds. He provides some of that, you know, inline Y blocking that we've been looking for. And I mean, you know, you see it all the time. You see guys that kind of come out of nowhere and they end up being being good players for you. And that's just a testament, really, to his, you know, his perseverance and his work ethic.
Coach, you talked a little bit about the running back rotation the other night, but, you know, MJD provided a spark in a passing game. How dangerous are your backs going to be in the passing game for you this season?
Well, you know, I like our backs. I think we got a heck of a running back room. I think we got a lot of depth there, and all those guys bring a little bit something different to the table. And so I'm excited about where we're at in our backfield. And you know, we'll have some tough decisions when it comes down to getting down to the 53-man roster, you know, specifically at that position.
Any update on Jeron Kramer?
No, he's got a hip injury, and he's trying to rehab that.